plans to hold a town hall meeting at the end of the month. The U.S. Naval War College has a new president. Rear Admiral Shoshana Chatfield becomes the first woman to lead the institution. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you. And today's going to be another great day today with relatively low humidity and comfortable temperatures. More sunshine, high around 87, mostly clear, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Now, tomorrow, you'll feel the difference. You'll start to feel more humidity, high temperature up to about 91. Feels like summertime, but the rain chances, I don't have them at zero, but they're under 20% for tomorrow. And then scattered hit or miss storms will be around Sunday and Monday. High temperatures around 90 both days. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Andalusia police make an arrest after a high-speed chase yesterday. Officials say 42-year-old Christopher Clinton evaded police after a traffic stop yesterday afternoon. He is now charged with reckless endangerment and attempting to elude law enforcement. Prattville police have arrested two people in connection to a shooting at Victoria Place Apartments. Police say 20-year-old LaDante Garrison and 19-year-old DeCorian Taylor are charged with two counts of attempted murder and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. And crews will soon begin work on Zelda Road in Montgomery. City officials say resurfacing will begin Monday evening and should only last a few days. Drivers should expect delays in the area throughout the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Time for the Marguerite 1 Carat Forever Mark Diamond Giveaway. Pulling the name.
Pulling the name. Got it.
This is a 1 Carat Forever Diamond appraised at, Forever Mark Diamond appraised at $10,000. Hit it.
If you can smell what the rock is cooking. Anita Washburn.
Anita, you need to call this cell phone number within the hour. 396-5477, 396-5477, and the name again?
Anita Washburn.
I like the way you read names.
Thank you, sir. That's a solid name, too.
That is a very
Washburn.
Solid name.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see where else we need to go here. Sarah Sanders' departure, Paula Reed, is going to be talking about Sarah Sanders' departure. Everybody's so sad, yes.
I think she should go to that Red Hen restaurant.
Oh, yeah, where
And bring them an autographed picture of her having supper with the queen and talk about, how you like me now? And just, you know, and then leave, just go. You know.
I like that. And then, let's listen to Paula, where you're talking about Sarah Sanders leaving.
One of President Trump's most fierce public defenders is leaving the White House. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said yesterday she will step down after nearly two tumultuous years. Paula Reed is at the White House. Paula, what does her departure mean for Mr. Trump?
Here, the president is losing one of his longest-serving advisors and closest aides. Yesterday, the president announced Sanders would be leaving her, quote, service to her country, but many believe she did a disservice to her country by amplifying some of the president's most controversial claims.
The president is losing one of his most loyal soldiers.
We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good.
Sanders has been a fierce defender of the president.
When the president gets hit, he's going to hit back harder, which is
and helped shape the public face of his presidency by reshaping the role of press secretary, mostly by stepping aside and letting the president be his own communicator in chief. The White House briefing effectively died on her watch. The last one was 95 days ago.
Did you hear the tone in that? The last one died on her watch.
I know. It's just
died.
Tumultuous years.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, you know, she just got up there and she just didn't take any bull. She was just there and they start up all this stuff. And she's like, well, yeah, right, you know. And I thought she did a very, very good job, an excellent job. And, you know, he might.
I'm going to miss her.
She's a
classy lady.
That's right. He might not replace her.
I'm available.
There you go. Oh, yeah. You want that job.
Yeah.
Let's go to the second part of Paula Reed here. Listen to the tone again.
The liberal media should be absolutely embarrassed by their behavior over the last 2 years.
Sanders frequently echoed the president's talking points.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction.
Her credibility has frequently been called into question, even by Robert Mueller, for defending the president's firing of James Comey.
The rank and file of the FBI had lost confidence in their director.
Sanders later admitted to special counsel investigators she had no basis for that claim, and it was made in the heat of the moment.
I said that it was in the heat of the moment, but the big takeaway here is that the sentiment is 100% accurate.
Like, and there were many heated moments.
This is day after day after day, and it's not just the president. The only person that I see a war on is this president and everybody that works for him.
Behind the scenes, she faced death threats.
I'm the first press secretary in the history of the United States that's required Secret Service protection.
Still, Sanders called her tenure the opportunity of a lifetime.
I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it.
Sanders is expected to leave her post in the next few weeks. The process is already underway to find her replacement. An official tells CBS News it is likely that replacement will come from outside the press office.
Man,
I know Dad's proud.
Yeah, Dad was on this morning talking about it. But see, the tone, how snarky is that?
I know. She,
I mean, that was snarky on Paula Reed. And they, you know, it's like she was carrying the line for the president. What do you think all the other press secretaries were doing?
Exactly. Yeah,
they're carrying the line for the president. That's what their job is to get the word out and stay with the message. Okay, here's the media's attack on conservative women. This is interesting. I like when I'm listening to somebody and they're talking about how things are working. And kind of they piece it together. Listen to this.
Sarah Sanders slammed by the mainstream media after announcing her upcoming departure from the White House.
It's from Liabetes. And
Liabetes,
her tenure has been fraught with sex, lies, and videotape.
I don't want to sound, you know, rude or kind of flip, but, you know, good riddance.
She doesn't do her job now. We'll probably hear more from her out of the White House than we did in it.
I have to say, I will not miss her after she does.
That's Andrew McKay, by the way.
We were the first hour to ban her her tape, and so I literally and figuratively will not miss her.
But you rarely ever hear the media going after women on the left, right? And our next guest is blasting this as progressive privilege. Here to explain is Independent Women's Voice CEO, Heather Higgins. You bring up so many great points because you have broken it down into three different progressive privileges. What are those three?
So I did a video for Prager University, which outlines the techniques used by the left. For the left, they glamorize, they elevate, they minimize and do damage control if there's a problem. For women who are on the right, they use these techniques like omission, labeling, mocking, all in an attempt to dehumanize and to treat with contempt so they don't have to actually deal with the art.
This now she's going to kind of go in and lay out some other stuff here about what the tactics are. Let's go to Kim first. Kim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for taking my call. I wish Sarah Sanders would run for something. I'd vote for her.
I tell you what. The Huckabee name is still very popular in Arkansas, as I mentioned, and I'm going to talk to my friend tonight about what he thinks the chances would be of her doing it. But she's going to go back to Arkansas. She wants to. I mean, she's just tired of this. I mean, she has Secret Service protection. She's gotten so many death threats.
That's kind of sad.
But she is tired of it, Miss. Can I get out on the Sweet Creek?
Yes. Give me month and day of birth.
10/24.
You got that, gentlemen?
Yep.
I got it. I don't know if I'm a gentleman or not.
Well, one out of two is not bad.
Big gentleman.
That's a telephone call. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So let's stay with this media's attack on conservative women. Oh, wait a minute. Do we have do you see a Dan Black up there?
Yeah.
When is it supposed to be? Let's play this while you're looking that up. Let's play the next clip.
Speaking of omission, your first one, the 2018 Glamour Magazine Woman of the Year. There were 11 women that were highlighted. Not one of them was a Republican. They were all Democrats.
Yes.
Why is this? Why do they do that? Why don't they support women?
Because...
Or all women.
Well, they don't actually support all women. They support women who agree with their agenda.
Correct.
And so they claim to support all women, but that's not really what's going on. You have to agree with the ideology and buy in to be on one side or the other of the treatment, which is sad. And occasionally you'll get what they say is balance. Read an article and you'll see that all of the people who are being extolled are women on the left, and then maybe there's one who's a conservative or on the right, or a Republican. That's tokenism. That's not balance.
And then mocking, we just showed you an example of that with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I mean, she had a really hard job. She's a mother. Her kids read these headlines. She was serving our country in the White House. Yeah, you might not agree with her politics, but what a phenomenal job and a tough job. We should support her.
But remember, for the left, all politics is personal, right? And the personal is political. And so it's about delegitimizing voices that they don't approve of. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders had the temerity to not only be a conservative, but to work for Trump. They hate Trump. Therefore, anybody who's working for him is going to get slammed.
And that's exactly what they do. If you work for Trump, you are bad. Yeah. And the way she laces out here, the tactics, is spot on with this thing. And think about this. If you're a conservative woman out there, to these people, you have actually betrayed your gender.
Your gender, yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. And I see it on the news. And so the Nicole Wallaces and those people of the world, they get praise. They can do no wrong. But if you're a conservative woman, Mika and those folks will beat the crap out of you. Let's listen to the next part.
Mm-hmm. And you see this across the administration.
You also talk about labeling, and we have some examples of that. These are some headlines about conservative women. The Guardian said, half of white women continue to vote Republican. What's wrong with them? Vanity Fair, they say we're white supremacists inside the strange world of conservative women. Washington Times, pro-Kavanaugh women fed up with gender traitors label. Perfect examples.
It is so true. And it's interesting, so many hundreds of thousands of people have already watched this video that only just came out this week. And The comment that's the most frequent is thank you. But the second most is truth. I think that this has touched a chord for a lot of women who've looked at this video and said, this is the reality I live. I feel chilled. The downside to progressive privilege, of which this is just one manifestation, is that it increases division in the country. It minimizes civility. It basically tells you that it's okay to treat people who disagree with you with disdain and contempt and sort of write them out of the picture. Right. And that's all driven by a very different worldview of who we are as people and what to expect.
This lady is like spot on with this whole thing. It's, I have found, okay, missed that one. I have found that women are treated differently. Conservative women are definitely treated differently. So we'll see what happens with them in the future. Let's, before we kind of get back into some of the stuff that is, let's talk about Michael Waltz and Representative Michael Waltz and talking about the Trump trying to get a better deal with Iran.
Iran is lashing out because the regime wants our successful maximum pressure campaign lifted. No economic sanctions entitle the Islamic Republic to attack innocent civilians, disrupt global oil markets, and engage in nuclear blackmail.
There you've got the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, yesterday blaming Iran for the attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. This is the Pentagon releasing new video that it shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing an unexploded magnetic mine from the hull of one of the tankers. And it comes just a month after four other tankers were attacked nearby. Here to weigh in is a member of the House Armed Services Committee and U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Congressman Michael Waltz. So tensions are rising out in the Gulf. What do we do?
Well, you have to look at very quickly why Iran is doing this. They're doing this because the sanctions are working. Their economy is cratering. They've gone from 2.5 million barrels per day of oil down to almost 200,000 because the president rightly did not extend the oil waivers to a number of other countries. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this to lash out. They believe if they lash out, they can externalize the problem away from their population and they can change and cause us to back down like they've done in the past. So what I think we look at is what President Reagan did in 1988, Operation Praying Mantis, where he sent ships in to actually escort the tankers. Mm-hmm. And one of those ships hit a mine. We ended up, people think the tensions are high now, we ended up sinking
right.
several Iranian speedboats and a gunboat. Iran will back down. They will not respond strength to strength.
In other words, we will kick the you-know-what out of them with this thing. I need to remind you guys by my good friend Dan Black. Rusty was sharing the story that he has 8mm film. What was the film of?
I got a camera for my birthday or Christmas one year. I was probably 10 or 12 years old. As some of my little brother when he was like 6 or 7 years old.
They gave you stuff. An 8mm camera?
Oh,
when you...
man, I was like the Cecil B. DeMille of Elmore County, man.
Where did you get that film developed? Because wasn't it Mel's Photos, the only place you could do that
well,
at that time?
Well, you could take them down to Spear Drugs there in Wetumpka.
Oh, wow.
For the longest time, and they would mail them away, and maybe like 2 or 3 weeks later, they'd come back, and it'd be they came in a little 50-foot reel.
Uh-huh.
Lasts about 3 minutes, and you get up enough of those, and you'll finally have like 10 or 12 of them there. But what they do is they take them all and they put them on. I had mine put on a DVD, but they'll put it on a jump drive.
Jump drive, digital,
like.
Digitize it,
and you can have that with your others and have them all preserved because these film. They will eventually. You'll open up that can, and they'll be dusting.
Yeah, and the same thing with your VHSs
exactly.
and your Betamaxes is that, particularly if you're storing them up in the attic,
mm-hmm, no.
I get them out of the attic right now because that tape will actually get so hot it becomes brittle and just snap.
Exactly.
And what you want to do is give it to a professional that can digitize that for you. Who that is? That's Dan Black of Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818. Dan Black, I've known him for decades. 334-440-7818. My good friend, Dan Black, Dan Black Studios of Monticello Drive.
They do excellent work.
They really, I tell you, anything that Dan gets involved in is really good. He is top notch. He's going to make you happy. Anytime any friend of mine has ever dealt with him, customer satisfaction is the top priority to him.
Well, like I said, these videos or these films were, I mean, many years old. Well, he didn't just slap them on there. He tweaked them up a little bit, make them a little brighter, a little darker. Yeah, take your stuff down there. He'll take good care of it for you.
Give him a call, boys and girls. Dan Black, Dan Black Studio, 334-440-7818. We'll be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender. Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we're on a Friday. Okay, guys, don't call in the last minute to try to get in on the drum when it kind of messes us up for the rest of the show.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to get in the weekly phone market drawing, 272-9228. Let's continue on with Congressman Michael Waltz.
Well, the president now has to decide whether or not to make good on his threat, where he has said that Iran would suffer greatly if U.S. interests were imperiled. But you look at those tankers, they're not American tankers. Are those U.S. interests?
They're not. Well, they are. I mean, those tankers are fueling the world's economy. Those tankers belong to allies. Remember, it's not just those two that belong to Japan. There were three before that. Mm-hmm. So we cannot let Iran essentially shut off the world's oil supply by endangering our allied economies. All of this is interdependent, and I think the United States, it's incumbent upon the United States to stand up and to defend these interests.
What do you make of the suggestion that, and Iran says that this is suspicious, they say that blasts on that Japanese ship appeared timed to undermine diplomatic efforts by Prime Minister Abe, who is actually into Iran right now, negotiating with the Ayatollah, and he's trying to get the U.S. Back to the table regarding talks.
That's classic conspiracy theory. I've been in a number of the briefings. I'm on the Intelligence Subcommittee of the Armed Services Committee. The three previous tankers were clearly the implosions were inward, not outward. The Iranian equivalent of Navy SEALs, they call their frogmen, train in doing this. The intelligence was very clear, multi-sourced, and we know what Iran's up to.
If he's on the Intelligence Committee, he does.
Oh, yeah. They talk to one another.
They do. And what they did is about a week ago, or maybe a little longer than that, they did a briefing with them. And everybody came out and said, yeah, the threat is real. Because they were kind of, Trump's moving the Abraham Lincoln over there so they won't be talking about Mueller. Oh, crap. Just stop that stuff. So let's stay on with the congressman here. And Trump is trying to get a better deal. That's the purpose of this. Listen in.
Tell you what, when you see the video of those guys taking the unexploded mine off the side of the thing, it's kind of like, okay, there goes the evidence. We got
to
do something.
But they were trying to remove the evidence because clearly one of them didn't work. So this is a classic tactic. But what we have to keep in mind here is that Iran responds aggressively to perceived weakness and backs down with conventional strength. They cannot match us ship to ship.
Colonel, in an hour and 40 minutes, we're going to have the President of the United States on this program. What should we ask him regarding this topic?
Well, I think he needs to be very clear on what his in-state goals are with Iran. And Secretary Pompeo has stated repeatedly it's to drive them back to the negotiating table so that we get a better deal than what we got under Obama with the Iran deal. He needs to be very clear. He does not seek to escalate to war. But with Iran, you have to show strength, and we have to get them back to the table. Right. That's why they came to the table for the Iran deal in the first place, because the sanctions were working. The president's doing that again, and I think that's absolute right policy.
That's what Dr. Sorensen has said, is that they understand strength, and they don't want to mess around with the big dog here.
They respect that.
Yeah. I would love to see or see somebody take that video of them taking the mine and put some stuff with it. I might be able to do it. So get that mine off of there. Sightney! Just see what happens, you know.
It's 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone.
I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you.
Awesome.
A one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you. And today's going to be another great day today with relatively low humidity and comfortable temperatures. More sunshine, high around 87, mostly clear, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Now, tomorrow, you'll feel the difference. You'll start to feel more humidity, high temperature up to about 91. Feels like summertime, but the rain chances, I don't have them at zero, but they're under 20% for tomorrow. And then scattered hit or miss storms will be around Sunday and Monday. High temperatures around 90 both days. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, my good friend Baron Coleman just passed on some information to me. Spencer Collier, the former chief of police and director of ALEA in Alabama, was just arrested in Daphne, Alabama.
My goodness.
He was arrested for making a false report.
Shake it up, shake it down.
Mm.
Move it in, move around.
Trying to give you the best of the news as quickly as we possibly can. Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. Mary Ann, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Mr. Morris, you handsome fellow, you.
How are you, my dear?
I'm doing fine because, you know, this weather is so beautiful.
It is absolutely spectacular. My weekend will begin in 26 minutes.
I just want to say one thing about the press.
Yeah?
If you don't mind.
No.
Because I quit watching TV news. If I want to know something, I listen to your show.
Well, thank you.
I listen to News Talk all day long because, to me, this is almost like an underground railroad so we can find out what's going on, you know?
Oh, wow.
But as I listen to how you describe how the news is, I used to call the mainstream media, lamestream media, whatever, I used to call them the biggest drama queen. But now I'm to the point that it's no longer drama, it's propaganda.
Mm, propaganda queen.
That they are putting out. You know, they want us to believe the exact opposite of what we're actually seeing in front of our eyes. And I think it's really sad that we have to go to another country to hear our president being complimented.
I know.
You know, I mean, even on the southern border at Tijuana, over that area, the citizens in Tijuana were holding up the signs that saying Donald Trump was right. Invaded with immigrants.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that rally that they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there were a lot of poster signs held up that was saying he was right. You know, But in the meantime, I love you so much, sir. Can I get in on the Sweet Creek this week?
Absolutely, Mary. Give me your month and day of birth.
0603.
You got it, my dear.
Thank you so much. And y'all, please, Mr. Morris, thank you for everything that you do for our city and our area here. Thank you for the news that you do bring us.
It is
we love you so much.
Love you. Thank you very, very much for the kind words.
Real quick, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Marianne or Ginger?
It kind of depends on what mood I'm in.
I'm thinking Marianne.
Yeah, Marianne.
I like that, though.
David Ortiz, shot in Dominican Republic by a hitman.
Mm.
Interesting story. This was CBS this morning.
We are hearing now for the first time from the man accused of shooting Boston Red Sox legend David Big Papi Ortiz. Dominican police say Ralphie Ferreira Cruz pulled the trigger at the Santo Domingo bar late Sunday. Ortiz was shot at almost point-blank range. New cell phone video shows him speaking from his holding cell. Mola Lingi has been covering the story from Santo Domingo. Mola, what did he say?
Well, Michelle, Dominican police say that Rolfi Ferreira Cruz confessed to shooting David Ortiz as part of a nearly $8,000 hit job. But in that cell phone video that you mentioned, Ferreira Cruz claims that Ortiz was not his intended target.
Rolfi Ferreira Cruz peered through the barred window of his holding cell, trying to get a message to reporters. It's not David. I was confused, he said. They only told me the color of his clothes, Ferreira Cruz said, appearing to indicate he didn't realize it was Ortiz when he fired the shot.
Okay, now, a little something here. So this is a hitman. They tell him that it is what the guy's wearing. He comes in and he fires and shoots him in the back, goes through him, hits his friend, who's a television commentator, sports commentator, in the leg. So they're kind of making say, well, I got the wrong guy is kind of what they're implying here.
Whoops.
But let me tell you what they did. Is what they did is they described, they didn't tell him it was Ortiz. They just told him they hit what he was wearing, and he went and did it. And what he's kind of saying, well, I didn't mean to, you know.
But I didn't mean to hit him.
Didn't mean to hit Ortiz. I meant to hit the guy that was wearing the gloves.
My bad.
Well, but I want to tell you something. When you go to some of these countries, and there's some places in Mexico, there are places like Dominican Republic, there are some other places around, that if you want to get somebody whacked, that's exactly what you do. You go through, you have just won a vacation to Dominican Republic.
Yeah, come on down.
And then you show up, and then somebody goes in and whacks you.
I wonder how much it costs to get somebody whacked down there.
He got $8,900.
$8,900. You couldn't get the $9,000.
I know, $8,900.
They put a bounty on Ortiz for some reason.
I thought he had a coupon or something.
I got a 10% off.
Can I get a coupon hit?
You can only use one coupon per hit. Yeah,
I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, so let's go with the second part of the story.
Ferreira Cruz is one of nine suspects detained in connection with the shooting at the Dial Bar and Lounge. Police rushed the suspects to and from court Thursday, running past reporters as we shouted questions.
Ralphie, let me see it there. Did you do it? Ralphie, did you do it?
No, man.
Ralphie. The prisoners into pickup trucks before jumping in the back themselves and racing off.
I mean, this is what they describe as a transfer of prisoners. I've never seen anything like this. It's more like a rugby scrum.
Dominican journalist Aris Beltre says the shooting has affected the DR greatly.
David is beloved here.
Yeah, it's a big puppy here and there. Big puppy.
Back in Boston, Ortiz is still recovering in intensive care. In an Instagram post, his daughter wrote, "I find myself complaining."
Never mind. Well, you got the wrong one.
At least one more suspect who's also wanted back in the U.S. for an attempted homicide. Authorities here in the DR have not said who ordered the hit on one of the country's most beloved and famous athletes or why. Meanwhile, the suspects currently detained are expected to have a hearing, Tony, later today.
Okay. Big John, get your drum out.
Uh-oh.
And let's do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I hope you put some Slocum tomatoes in there.
Wow.
Those things are great. Something about the soul and the slocum, just make it happen. You got it?
Yep.
Give yourself a drum roll.
Here he goes with the drum roll.
Tommy B.
Tommy B is the winner. Tommy B, you need to call me at 272-9228. We're going to get you taken care of for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. All right.
You can get a lot of stuff in it.
You can get it for $60.
For $60.
Did I ever tell you I went through Slocum one morning doing about 110 miles an hour?
Ooh, Slocum didn't like that.
Well, they didn't see me.
You were a blur.
Actually, I was in a loaner car, and it was like a real tight little Honda thing, you know, and I'm just cruising along. And I went by this little gas station, and I saw people looking, and I looked down. I was doing 110 miles an hour.
Jiminy Cricket.
And I was like, oh, my Lord. Someone going to another dimension. So I had to
really?
And I passed where I was supposed to go.
Of course you do, because it's a blur.
Yeah, and I went back, and they said, you see that car come by? I said, no, I didn't see it.
They throw any tomatoes at you or anything?
No, they did.
No, they would not do that to our good friend Westy. Okay, so Lindsey Graham was on Fox and Friends this morning, and he's going to be talking about the border changes that need to be made by Congress, and he's putting together a bill on it. Let's listen in.
Shocking but not surprising testimony on Capitol Hill. It revealed the scope of the border crisis.
What percentage of the people show up for the asylum hearing?
We did an expedited pilot with family units this year. Out of those 7,000 cases, 90 received final orders of removal in absentia.
90% did not show up?
Correct.
Our next guest has a fix for the border crisis. You just saw him there. And will Dems come on board? We might have some news on that. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, I watched some of your raw hearing yesterday around 10 o'clock. You believe that Dick Durbin might be looking to play ball on something you put together to solve the asylum problem at the border.
Well, number one, why has it doubled from last year?
Yep.
Why do we have so many families? Why do we have so many people from Central America? If a small child is brought to the United States from Central America, we can't send that child back. You can from Mexico and Canada. You got to change that law. If you got a minor child, you can only hold them for 20 days. That's not enough to process the case, so we turned the entire family loose in the country. If you read a card asking for asylum, you're entitled to a hearing. It takes 3 years to get a hearing. We don't hold people 3 years. We let them loose in the country, they never show up. So I'm going to change the law to say that if you apply for asylum from Central America, you have to do it in your own country or Mexico, not here.
Lindsey Graham's spot on this thing. He's going to talk about Durbin possibly helping him. But let's bring in the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, my good friend Tommy B. Tommy B., welcome aboard.
Well, I appreciate it. I quit talking bad about you now.
Oh, no, don't. You can start telling the non-truth, huh?
A bit of history.
Well, Tommy B.,
I certainly appreciate it. The reading them, they're some good people down there.
They really are. Well, for the audience, even though I've known Tommy B. for a lot of years, we do a random number generator drawing, and what I do is I just hit a button and then show it to them, and then they go, here's the winner. Now, Tommy, what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, and then Rusty's going to get your information.
Okay.
And so I can send it down to Reed, and I'll need it's your birthday and your telephone number. I'll send that down, and you should be able to go tomorrow.
That'd be fine. I sort of appreciate it. Did I mail the check to your house?
No,
come by.
We're
going
to come by. Yeah, told you after the show.
Now, Tommy, all I ask you to do is after you go there, call back in and tell us what you got.
Hey, we'll definitely do that because we plan on going.
I appreciate you, my friend.
It's not the first time either. We try to, all the sponsors, all the whole talk radio, we try to visit them, and that's where our money goes to.
Well, we really appreciate that. You have a wonderful day, wonderful weekend, and enjoy Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Y'all tell too. Happy Father's Day.
Don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, okay?
All right. That's no problem.
Thanks. Let's go with the second part of Lindsey Graham. He's going to be talking about the border, and he's talking to Durbin. This is kind of interesting.
It made sense. The president got behind it, then talked comprehensive and muddied the waters, perhaps. But if the president gets behind it, you still need Democrats. You need 60 to even get to the House. Do you have any Democrats?
So Senator Durbin asked me not to mark my bill up, which just deals with asylum and the Flores decision. He says, I want to see if we can find a common ground here. What about money for Central America? I said, listen, I'm willing to help the people in Central America turn on economic development money after you turn off the flow.
So are you talking substantively? Yes. Will Durbin bring anyone with him?
I don't know. I know this, that if you don't change the asylum laws and you don't change the Flores decision, they'll keep coming forever.
And he's spot on that. It's let's do the next one here. Now, Lindsey Graham's going to be talking about Iran hitting the tankers here. Lindsey Graham, head of the judiciary.
Two tankers hit in the Gulf yesterday. It looks for sure when you look at this footage and you listen to the Secretary of State that Iran's behind it. We have to take action. General Jack Keno, I know you like, and the president likes, said this last night.
I suspect what they're doing right now is they're looking at the options available to them. Should we start escorting tankers through the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman? Do we take a measured military response once and for all to deal with these guys and take something down that they own and they value? Got to hang tough, and we also got to let the Iranians know and be clear-eyed with them that we're determined and we're not going to back off.
Senator, you also agree we need to take action. This is four tankers hit.
Well, so he laid out some options for the president. Escort tankers. I don't know how long you can do that, but why is this happening? We put the Ayatollah in a box. We got out of the Iran agreement. We put sanctions on Iran. We're breaking the economy of Iran. We're breaking their back economically, and they're fighting back, pushing back, trying to break our will. If I were the president, I would listen to General Keane. I would start with naval escorts. If there's a new attack down the road, I would sink their Navy.
I would sink their Navy.
They're dinging. Just tell them to stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Look, if you do this, we're going to sink your Navy.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do that.
Do you remember the Navy you used to have?
Yeah, it's right over there.
It is now a gigantic reef for fish. Yeah. News 793.1, Demo Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
More cowbell.
272-9228, that's where we are. On a Friday. My weekend's going to begin in 9 minutos.
Counting down. Is that why you head out parked when you come in? You back your car into the parking place?
Yeah, actually, gigantic slingshot. It shoots me straight to the house.
And you ran out a few minutes ago. Did you go down and start the car? Is it running out there?
Yeah, we're ready to go. Set the Batmobile. We're ready to go.
Fire coming out of the back.
And the Corona calling.
We want to get out on the deck.
Open the eye. Put some lemon in there.
His house boy is waiting there with a cold Corona in his hand.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, you know that's how he got it.
Okay, Steve Scalise is going to talk, was on CBS to talk about his book. They didn't talk about his book as much as they were asking him questions, all sorts of stuff. He's going to be asked about Trump's comment with George Stephanopoulos.
2 years ago today, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise suffered a life-threatening wound when a gunman opened fire during a practice for the congressional baseball game. The Louisiana congressman was hit in the left hip by a rifle bullet. He spent 20 days in intensive care and nearly 6 weeks in the hospital. His book, Back in the Game, One Gunman, Countless Heroes, and The Fight for My Life, tells the story of the shooting. It's now available in paperback, and Congressman Scalise is here with us first on CTM. Congressman, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's great to see you. Let me start with remarks from the president that we just reported on, that the president said he'd listen to dirt on a political opponent offered by a foreign government. Is that acceptable, in your view, is that acceptable from a president or from any candidate? For that matter.
Well, it was a hypothetical. In the end, if something like that was actually presented to his desk, I'm sure things would be different. And I've seen him respond both to hypotheticals and then act differently as he's presented actual facts. And so when you talk about this, I know he used Norway as an example, but in the end, it was a hypothetical.
What would you do in that circumstance? What would you do in that circumstance, Congressman?
Well, I think clearly, when you talk about interference of foreign governments, we've been fighting against that for a long time. And you've seen even this administration, the Trump administration, has been very aggressive at punishing Russia for what they did try to do to interfere with our elections. And I think that needs to be pointed out, because President Trump's taken very aggressive actions against Russia for what they did, as well as taken steps to make sure it doesn't happen in the 2020 election, because it did happen in the 2016 election with Barack Obama.
But the right answer would be call the FBI?
Well, calling the FBI, calling authorities would be absolutely something I would do. But in the end, if you look at this, it's why I don't, when you're posed with hypothetical questions, let's talk about real world examples. And again, the president's been very aggressive against Russia in the things that they actually did in 2016.
Every one of these mouthy Democrats need to be asked this question. Has anybody offered dirt to you of your opponent?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and how about this? The thing they forget, everything is about someone from a foreign country doing it. Guess who's the person who threw the story out about the dossier and gave it to, some of the news outlets? It was Christopher Steele himself.
Right.
Christopher Steele himself did it. That's a foreign national. Did you not notice that he had a British accent? I mean, he actually talked to him on the phone.
Stopped it. That's poor for tea.
It's just absolutely incredible that they're not willing to ask the other questions.
The hard questions.
Clint, welcome aboard.
Good day, gentlemen. The Dems have enough dirt But my call was just to wish you guys a safe and happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much, and same to you, big guy.
And be safe and be back on Monday.
I will definitely do that and keep doing it until I get it right.
There you go. You got it right.
Thanks.
All right.
See you, buddy.
And speaking of back on Monday,
Joey will be back.
Joey.
Okay, so at least we're going to be talking about trade wars with China. listen in real quick.
I just want to talk briefly about the trade war with China and its impact on Louisiana, because we spoke with our affiliate WFAB that's spoken to some of the farmers down in your home state about this. They're saying it's having a devastating impact. What do you say to your constituents there?
Oh. Well,
what I say is, first of all of our allies around the world have been wanting us to stand up to China, because everybody knows what China does to cheat on rules, to steal our intellectual property. It surely hurts Louisiana companies that I talk to when they try to do business with China, and China's stealing a lot of their intellectual property, like they steal so many things from companies all over this country. And so having an aggressive negotiation with China, if it yields an agreement where you can actually enforce those rules of the game, it would be a big win for Louisiana, for the entire United States economy, and for our friends around the world.
Okay, I want you to go not to clip three, but clip four. He's going to be asked about climate change. See if you can guess what side of the question the person is asking the question, where he's coming from. Listen in.
Your book is in part about healing political division, so I just want to get you on the record on one major division in politics, and that's about climate change. Louisiana, according to researchers, falling into the Gulf of Mexico at about a football field per hour. So do you accept the science of man-made climate change? And if so, where's the plan to address it?
Well, first of all, the reason that Louisiana loses a football field of land
every single hour, scientists say it's man-made.
I know you'd ask a question. Right. Louisiana does lose a football field of land every hour because of coastal erosion, which is an important
problem. And sea level rise.
That is dealt primarily because we hardened off the Mississippi River. Sediment used to come down from the entire country.
We can debate this for hours.
To build it.
The scientists have agreed that climate change is a catastrophic risk. Do you have a plan, as some other members of your party are beginning to address it?
I've got a plan. First of all, we do know that the Earth's temperature changes. It goes up and down.
So you don't accept the science?
In the 1970s, they said we were entering a new cooling period.
That's not what the scientists are saying today. So
let me tell you what we're doing. Let me tell you what we're doing in Louisiana. We're actually taking revenues from drilling in the Gulf of Mexico and using that to rebuild land, to rebuild our coast, what was lost from hardening off the Mississippi River. And it's, I think, a real important step to show how people can actually take ownership of the problem that they have in their own community.
So to save your constituents from climate change, you're drilling more in the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, drilling, the money from drilling is actually being used to help rebuild land.
Okay.
It's real. Right. You should go see it. I'll invite you out there.
I've seen it.
That guy's incredible.
Okay, he needs...
He was trying to give him the answer, it's erosion on the rivers.
He needs to be slapped.
That is incredible. And this guy is stepping up to the plate, asking a question with an agenda, a made-up mind.
What did I say a while ago? They're supposed to report the news, not try to make it or interpret it.
Rusty, John, I want to thank you for a great show today, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all are super to be with. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. No, Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Riddell, the great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News, I'm Richard Jordan. Defense officials say the Trump administration is building an international consensus following attacks on oil tankers in the Middle East.
The Pentagon now believes the crew of the second oil tanker, the Norwegian-owned Front Altair, damaged outside the Persian Gulf, were detained by the Iranians yesterday. U.S. officials say, based on a newly declassified assessment, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo forcefully blamed Iran.